In Arab countries, the attacks have drawn a hostile reaction on the streets, but mostly silence from moderate Arab governments. Iran and Iraq condemned the airstrikes, and Lebanon and Syria have also been critical. Many U.S. embassies around the region were closed today, and security was heavy at university campuses where a number of non-violent protests broke out. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports now from Cairo.
In the Egyptian countryside, where the security presence is smaller, demonstrators burned U.S. and Israeli flags and chanted slogans such as, "Muslim blood doesn't come cheap." But here in Cairo, the green armored vehicles of the police were out in force, as were the black uniformed National Guard and red-hatted military forces. In an agreement with the authorities, the students demonstrated only inside their walled campuses. Those approached from the street would give only first names or none at all. This student, who gave his name as Hani, said no matter how many times Americans insist this is not a war against Islam, Muslims get upset when people attack one of their countries. The airstrikes were very bad, very aggressive, he says. We are not standing with Afghanistan because we agree with their policies, but because it's an Islamic state. There were a few supportive comments, at least endorsing President Hosni Mubarak's limited cooperation with the coalition. Law professor Fuad Ahmed Zaidan says he finds the demonstrations distasteful. We need to have a meeting of all nations, he says, to find the path to peace. We need to stay far away from violence, because that never solves anything. In contrast, one student said he wants Egyptian leaders to open the door to a jihad so they can fight for Islam and especially for the Palestinians. Another student adds that he believes the videotaped speech by Osama bin Laden aired yesterday will galvanize young Arabs. I swear my allegiance to bin Laden, he says. America will never again be able to dream of peace so long as Israel remains in the Middle East. In the Gaza Strip today, witnesses said Palestinian police shot and killed two demonstrators at a pro-bin Laden rally. The Palestinian Authority, meanwhile, rejected bin Laden's efforts to link the attacks in the U.S. to injustices against Palestinians. Information Minister Yasser Abed-Rabo told Voice of Palestine Radio that while it's true, in his opinion, that oppression, terrorism, and killing are committed daily by Israel, this doesn't justify or give a cover for anybody to kill or terrorize civilians in Washington and New York or any other place. It would be hard to overstate the prominence of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in the Arab media and in discussions on the street and among government officials. In Saudi Arabia, for instance, a cabinet meeting today did not mention the U.S.-led airstrikes on Afghanistan, but did praise President George W. Bush for his earlier brief comment that appeared to support the creation of a Palestinian state. For U.S. allies in the region, the initial response to the airstrikes appears to be to speak softly, if at all, and use a heavy hand to keep the protests as quiet as possible. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.